Good morning. It's time for Daily Chapel at the LCMS International Center in St. Louis. The text is Luke chapter 14, verses 15 through 24. The Reverend Sean Denzer is preaching. The broadcast of chapel is underwritten by LCMS International Mission and Ministry to the Armed Forces.
A reading from 1 Peter, the 5th chapter. Humble yourselves, therefore, under the mighty hand of God, so that at the proper time he may exalt you, casting all your anxieties on him because he cares for you. Be sober-minded, be watchful. Your adversary, the devil, prowls around like a roaring lion, seeking someone to devour. Resist him, firm in your faith, knowing that the same kinds of suffering are being experienced by your brotherhood throughout the world. And after you have suffered a little while, the God of all grace, who has called you to his eternal glory in Christ, will himself restore, confirm, strengthen, and establish you. To him be the dominion forever and ever. Amen. O Lord, have mercy on us.
Thanks be to God.
In many and various ways, God spoke to his people of old by the prophets. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
We are praying this week, O God, multiply your mercy on us so that we may pass through things temporal, that we lose not the things eternal. Our danger, I think, is not that we are going to become so focused on God that we lose sight of the world that is in front of us. The danger is that we will move, actually we will never move, past the stuff of this world. Temporal here means in time. And you can hear the word temporary very near to it. Farmland is eternal compared to the fleeting pleasure of fireworks. But both are still temporal investments. This very building is temporal. Our families are temporal. Even good works are temporal. We do not renounce temporal things. The Latin of this collect was a little bit more clear than our English. Let us so pass through goods temporal that we lose not the goods eternal. Of course, your family is good. Our building and our synod structure is good. Even the momentary joy of burning money with fireworks is good. God created all goods. All of the temporal things, and they are not evil, they are not harmful, they're not illusionary. We must pass through them. We must live in them, we must enjoy them, we must put them to work, we must preserve them from abuse. But we must not lose sight that they are temporal goods. They're limited to this time. Within that limit, they are, as the Lord declared them, very good. And even sin's corruption cannot totally smother their goodness. But wherever these temporal goods escape their limit, wherever they are confused with God's eternal goods, or when we forget eternity entirely and live as if this world were the only matter, well then even that which was created good will yield no good for us. For one example, politics really is necessary and can be God-pleasing when it is directed towards this world's preservation. But when our goal is to save the world, or perhaps to recreate the world, well, forget about it. Whoever is a son of eternity will never lose sight of eternity. He often presses his temporal goods into service of what is eternal and therefore unseen so far. The goods that he passes through in this life will show that he belongs not to this temporal and temporary place, but that he belongs to God. Now, the apostle writes, "Be sober, be vigilant, because your adversary, the devil, is prowling around like a roaring lion, seeking whom he may devour." Satan is real, and he's not an eternal good, but he is a true and a personal enemy to be feared. We never confess anywhere in the creeds that we believe in the devil. It's not a matter of believing. It's a matter of resisting him. He is roaring. He is out for blood. Resist him firm in the faith. Now, faith is an eternal good. That's why the devil attacks it. He attacks the truth of God that is in you, and he attacks the truth of God as it comes to you in the first place. He attacks the preaching, the gospel, the sacraments, the announcement of the forgiveness of your sins. He also attacks your confidence in Jesus' blood, that it delivers you, your love for others in this world, and your hope in the resurrection at the last day. Satan scowls at all of those goods, even as God's holy angels rejoice in all of them. So you must drive the red pajamas and the pitchfork image from your mind. The devil is not trying to just trick you into small acts of occasional naughtiness only. He is trying to prevent even one sinner from repenting. He always twists temporal goods toward the neglect of the eternal. Now, when we say, I believe in God, maker of heaven and earth, and of all things visible and invisible, God's holy angels and the devil with his fallen angels are among those invisible things. Those invisible things, those angels, do not struggle ever, as we do, to keep the eternal in view. They are always concerned with God's word, either to love it or to hate it. They are also concerned about your salvation, either to rejoice in it or, if possible, to shipwreck it. Yesterday, Christ showed us the joy of heaven, which is forgiven sinners. St. Peter shows us today the roar of hell, a lying and destructive maw. Resist it, firm in your faith. That Christian resistance that we undertake, which may also be called sanctification sometimes, is chiefly this: passing through things temporal. It's often, as Peter says, suffering, enduring. Peter teaches that we do not endure alone, though. Do not neglect that other good which goes beyond the temporal and right into the eternal, the communion of saints, which is the one holy Catholic and apostolic church. Our brothers are suffering the very same things around the world. They are passing through all of it, as they have before us, as they'll continue to do after us until our Lord returns. So Peter says, are we going to offend them by our weakness in the face of these things? Are we going to be found clinging to the temporal and giving up all of the things eternal that they're still suffering and enduring for? Are we going to be like Esau and throw away our eternal birthright for the lesser temporal soup? Well, do not lose this faith, dear saints. Remain faithful. And this is the faith. It's what we're praying for this week. God is the protector of all who trust in him. Without him, nothing is sound, nothing is holy. But our God is not temporal, and yet in time he overcame the sharpness of the serpent, and he opened eternity up for us. Without him, nothing is strong or holy or beautiful or valuable. Everything is as fleeting as the fireworks. They are temporary. But with him, every good and eternal gift comes down to us from him. Humble yourselves, therefore, under the mighty hand of God, so that at the proper time he may exalt you. Fix your eyes on things eternal. Suffer whatever you must as you resist the devil. And cast all of your anxieties on the Lord, because he cares for you. His joy is that you be eternally his, and that is a joy that all of heaven shares. And thus he has sought you in Christ and in grace to call you through repentance into his unending mercy. And after you have suffered a little while, the God of all grace, who has called you to his eternal glory in Christ, will himself restore, confirm, strengthen, and establish you. He will bring you through everything temporal, good or not, into his eternal good. To him be dominion forever and ever. Amen. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. O God, the protector of all who trust in you, without whom nothing is strong and nothing is holy, multiply your mercy on us, that with you as our ruler and guide, we may so pass through things temporal that we lose not the things eternal. Through Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you in the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever.
Amen.
Lord of hosts, you gave your only Son that whoever believes in him should not perish but have eternal life. Bless the work of missionaries as they carry this gospel to the ends of the earth, especially Obet and Goodness Ite, Michael and Grace Wu, Raphael Voigt, and Raphael and Lucia Milagres, that many may hear of your love in your Son and be saved through him, through the same Jesus Christ our Lord. O Lord, our Heavenly Father, almighty and everlasting God, you have safely brought us to the beginning of this day. Defend us in the same with your mighty power, and grant that this day we fall into no sin, neither run into any kind of danger, but that all our doings, being ordered by your governance, may be righteous in your sight. Through Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you in the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Taught by our Lord and trusting his promises, we are bold to pray. Our Father,
who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom,
thank you for joining us for Chapel. The broadcast of Chapel is underwritten by LCMS International Mission and Ministry to the Armed Forces. To learn more about long and short-term opportunities to serve, visit servenow.lcms.org.